From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries right here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we have been focusing on the ministry, the mission of prayer. And prayer is something that is to be a vital part of our Christian life. As a matter of fact, I've been emphasizing that prayer certainly should be not just an activity that we as Christians perform, but a way of life for every child of God. Two passages of Scripture have been our key text this week. The first is 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17, where the Word of God says, "Pray without ceasing." And the second one is in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, where God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And we've been using those two verses of Scripture to teach us the importance of prayer. I've defined prayer as the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, intercession, supplication, submission, confession, and waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. Today, what I want to do is to focus on how significant prayer was in the life of the Lord Jesus, how significant prayer was in the life of the early believers, and how significant prayer was in the life of the Apostle Paul. And we could spend a lot of time on this particular aspect of our subject, but I just want to touch on this so that you can see the significance of prayer. So let's start with the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer was the way of life for Christ on earth. And we see this in all four Gospels. Now, I might say that as we study the Scripture, there are at least 25 times recorded when the Lord Jesus Christ prayed. I would believe that there were many, many more times that Jesus Christ prayed. The Bible teaches us, as it relates to the ministry and the miracles that the Lord Jesus performed, that there are only a number of them listed. But in the Gospel of John, chapters 20 and 21, it teaches us that what the Lord Jesus Christ did in his miracles was done to prove that he is God. And then it tells us that if everything that the Lord Jesus Christ had done would be recorded, there would not be enough books on the face of the earth to count them all, to record them all. And so I believe that that's probably the way that it is with the prayer life of the Lord Jesus. Though we have 25 or so of his prayers recorded, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed much more than 25 times. Prayer was a part of his life. But we see that it is recorded in every one of the Gospels. For instance, let's go to Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23. It says this in reference to Jesus, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." And this was something that the Lord Jesus Christ practiced on a regular basis. He would get alone with his Father to pray. Over in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1 and verse 35, the Word of God says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." Again, Jesus not only prayed late at night, and perhaps and probably all night, indeed the Bible does record that, but he also prayed early in the morning. He got alone with his father. And then in Luke chapter 9 and verse 18, we have this recorded about the prayer of the Lord Jesus when it says, "And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am?" But he was alone praying. Jesus prayed a lot of the time. He prayed throughout the course of the day. No doubt was in touch with his Father consistently. And I would encourage you to take some time to read down through John chapter 17, which is what we refer to as the Lord's high priestly intercessory prayer for believers. As he talked to the Father, you can see how extensive his prayer life was. But Jesus Christ was a prayer warrior. Now, remember, he was 100% God, but he was also 100% man. And he wanted to have a constant relationship with his Father in heaven. And so he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. And like I said, the Bible records at least 25 prayers of the Lord Jesus. But it's interesting to note, in the book of Hebrews, it teaches us that Jesus did not stop praying when he went to heaven. But the Bible teaches the very fact that the Lord Jesus Christ ever lives to make intercession for us. That's in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, where it says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Jesus not only prayed while he was on the earth, he continues to pray for us as our great intercessor. If Jesus prayed and prays, so should we. Then, as we study the Bible, we see that prayer was the practice of the early believers after Christ's ascension back into heaven. Remember back there in the book of the Acts, you might want to turn with me to Acts chapter 1, and notice, if you would please, verse 14. Now remember, Jesus had already ascended into heaven. The disciples saw him go up into heaven. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 14 that these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Prayer was a part of their life. And even after the church was established, after the birthday of the church, in Acts chapter 2, we see that prayer was very much a part of their life. Turn to Acts chapter 2, if you would please, and observe verse 42. It says this, "And they continued steadfastly." You see that? "They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread," and note this, "and in prayers." Prayer was not only the part of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it was the practice of the early believers after Christ's ascension and when the church was established. And you read throughout the book of the Acts, you can see over and over and over again, the early church was getting together in prayer. But prayer was also a vital part of the Apostle Paul's life. As we study the scripture, we can see that he was consistently praying for churches, consistently praying for individuals. For instance, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 2, where Paul was writing to the Thessalonians, and he says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." That's an indication that Paul and Silas and Timothy, the missionary team, as it were constantly praying for the Thessalonians. It was a part of their life. And we can see that consistently. Go to chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians. There we see that Paul says this, "Night and day, praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith." In other words, prayer was a part of the life of the Apostle Paul. And so think about this. If prayer was a way of life for the Lord Jesus when he was on earth, and if Jesus still prays, and he does, and if prayer was the practice of the early believers after Christ's ascension and after the church was established, and it was, And if prayer was a vital part of the Apostle Paul's life and ministry, and it was, should not prayer be a part of our lives today? What about yours? How active is your prayer life? How effective is your prayer life? How obedient is your prayer life? Now, be honest. On Monday, when we began this study, I asked three questions tied into these three that I've just now mentioned. But I asked the questions this way. I said, number one, how is your prayer life? Number two, what grade would you give yourself for your prayer life? But more importantly, number three, what grade would God give you for your prayer life? Beloved, we are living in a day and time when the Church of Jesus Christ is weak. The individual Christian is weak. There's not a whole lot being done as it should be being done for the cause of Christ in this time in which we live. Evangelism isn't the way that it should be. People are not responding to the work of the Lord the way that they should. People are not spiritually strong and living the separated Christian life as they should. What do you think contributes to that? Personally, I would believe that it's the lack of a vital prayer life. I again want to encourage you to take a look at your prayer life, and you're there just by yourself, alone with God right now. Ask Him to reveal to you, either through His Word or through the ministry of His Holy Spirit, what your prayer life really is like. And then develop it as God would have you to develop your prayer life. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue and conclude our study on prayer. Until then, keep looking up. The best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.